The area called Queen's Domain takes up most of this hill in the centre of the city, including the Botanical Gardens, Government House and the bushland up to the lookout at the top. Reserved for the people since the early days of the settlement and frequently under threat from development, Parliament formally recognised its value as a public space in 1858. Over the years since then, parts of the park have been the subject of political action as they were taken over for other purposes, such as the building of the railway line. Large areas remain, however, and the flat area here is one of the most commonly visited locations, partly because it is the site of the Hobart Regatta, shown here from the air in the 1930s. The first major regatta, held in 1838 at Pavilion Point, just up the river, was organised by Governor Sir John Franklin and reportedly attracted a crowd of about 12,000 people. The day was declared a public holiday and they were given free cheese and beer. This picture gives some idea of the event. And this one also shows that first regatta with the Governor's flagship at anchor in the river, while a line of whaleboats was being towed past to be readied for racing. This regatta was a high point in the development of the early colony. The event was moved to the present site on Macquarie Point in 1856 and has been popular ever since. In this picture you see a much later regatta with the whaleboats lined up for the start of a race. The bank is crowded with spectators. A small grandstand was erected in 1877, replaced after the First World War by the larger one which still stands. Sailing was also keenly contested at the regattas and remains a popular pastime in Hobart. The regatta, seen here in the 1950s, continues to attract crowds, and the range of events has expanded to include swimming and powerboat racing.